Chapter 49 of Three Checkpoints, 2022. I want to make it clear that you have to go through these. This is not a maybe. This is the test for all leaders that matter, for all people that are in a leadership position, for all of you. It's a must. These are the tests. You will be tested, and these are the tests that will teach you how to live your life. When you get into the sea of opportunity, as we say, your destiny out there in life, when God makes a new you and you're out there doing it, these lessons will provide you with the information that you need to get through the enemy's lair, right? The enemy's arrows and spears and what comes against you, you know? But you got to be able to pass the test. And by the way, it is not a drill. Chapter 49, the three checkpoints 2022, it is not a drill. These three checkpoints are a test. Are you strong enough to handle what God has planned for you in the future? That's the test. All of us struggle. It's what makes us stronger. Keep the struggle. Stay tough and do the job. Even when the challenges come, stay the course. Do the correct thing against all adversaries. Do the correct thing, the right thing, God's thing. Proverbs 18:9, one who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys. What's that mean? It means a slacker for the work God has provided. A slacker. When you've been given work by God and you're a slacker, you're working for the wrong team, boys and girls. When you're slacking at what God gave you, you're working for the wrong team. That is the brother to one who destroys. That is the devil. That is the devil. I can't help it. I can't tell you. I didn't write it. I'm just telling you what it said. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I've seen people breach their fiduciary duty, give up what needs to be done because they don't feel like doing it for whatever reason. They got a good reason. They don't feel like doing it. They cease to exist in the capacity they've been so lucky to have. When people quit doing it, it seems like every time I get on the phone each week, you know, it's about you better do this, you better do that, or you'll lose this. That's right. That's right. I'm telling you, these are the things that get in your way. You don't get this stuff for free. You don't get a life like this for free. You don't get to have eternal salvation. Well, you got to have that for free. God died on the cross. All you got to do is accept Christ. But while you're here, if you want to do well in the things that he has given you, you got to follow the rules. I've seen people give up their fiduciary duty. I've seen them. I've seen it. Lose their companies, their health. Yeah, their health. Well-being of the family. Nobody calls anymore. Nobody cares. When you finally fall from grace, nobody cares. We want to avoid that, right? What was the super important position? Slips away. You know, what was a super important position that you have, the super important position that you have right now, it slips away. Leaving the memory of being special. You got a memory of being special, but you're not special anymore. Don't let the devil slip in and take you down. Don't let him do that. Chapter 49, the three checkpoints. Checkpoint number one. I mean, I'll get into them in a minute. I just want you to know what you're in for. Checkpoint number one. Okay, I'll do anything. Help me get out of trouble. I'll do anything. Ah! Hey, that's a good start. It could lead to something big. Do people fail at checkpoint one? Can you believe people fail at checkpoint one? You say, here's a rope. And they're like, well, I don't know if I like your tone. I don't know if I like the color of the rope. I don't know. I don't know. Checkpoint one, the test. I'll do anything. Help me get out of trouble. That's a good start, man. That's great. Checkpoint number two. There's a dangerous one. I got it from here. I'm good. I'm brilliant. Let me get back to my vision. I'm good. I got it from here. That's the end of everything good. Pass checkpoint one, you got yourself back in order. Checkpoint two is the test. I got it from here, God. I'm good. I'm brilliant. Let me get back to my vision, my old way of doing things. It's the end of everything good. Checkpoint number three is not as bad as checkpoint number two, but it can still take everything you own. I think I can do a little of both. My old sneaky habits and some of my new godly habits. A recipe for losing everything. God does not play with fiduciary responsibility, with your children. He does not play with false gods, money, property, and prestige. He does not play. You see, for believers, the devil has to be really smart, though. You're a believer. Everybody on this phone is a believer. He has to sneak up on you, see, sell you a bill of goods. The enemy has to sell you a bill of goods. So you make what I call 2-degree adjustments, little adjustments into the negative, little whispers in your head, hey, this would be a good idea, and seems to be okay at the time, but it's not. I call them 2-degree adjustments. We adjust incorrectly, a little here, a little there, doesn't seem like any big deal, and not once. We owe $1 zillion. We haven't been to church, we're not reading the book, so on and so forth. We're not talking to the people that we're responsible to. Come on. Where is the origin of failure? Where is that spot where all things go bad? All things go bad and you find yourself in a free fall. Well, where I blew it completely. Was it my first mistake that caused the origin of failure? Or the last mistake that broke the camel's back, so to speak? Let me explain 2 degrees. If my compass is off 2 degrees in an airplane, a short distance, it may not matter. I can see the ground in a short distance, but in the long haul, 2-degree adjustment, a 2-degree broken compass, I could end up lost without gas and in a very dangerous situation. Same with life, huh? Same with life, your life, huh? What we want to strive for is 2-degree adjustments to the positive. You know, we keep adjusting ourselves to correctness, positive. We got a compass that works. We want to strive for a 2-degree adjustment to the positive, keeping us on track. So what are the 3 checkpoints for? They're the ultimate test, man. I'm pretty sure that anybody who's chosen to lead, teach, and inspire has got to go through the tests and pass. The Bible says we will be tested. We will be tested. It also says if you're good in the little things, more will be given. Let's talk about the absolute test that many of you have gone through. Many of you are yet to be tried. Isaiah 43, 18, 19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That means he'll put you through all the challenges. You just got to do it his way, the new you. I use the checkpoints as a pathway from terror to peace of mind. And then a short reminder of how terror can return very quickly if we're not careful. We need to be able to pass these tests. We need this information when we get out in the waters of the world that come against us. We need these teachings that come from the checkpoint test to be able to remember how to navigate tough times. And very importantly, to be able to share with others the warning of the enemy's snare. First of all, let me talk about, you guys remember, what is terror? Checkpoint number 1 is terror. We get into trouble and we'll do anything to get out, even if it means behave correctly and change our ways. At that point, you're ready to give in, right? And like I said, it's hard to believe some people fail that test. It's the easiest of all. All you got to do is say okay. Just say okay. If you can't pass checkpoint 1, you can't have what you guys have right now. Now, I want to be sure that a lot of people that aren't believers look like they're very successful. I've seen the balance sheets of many, many people. You have no idea what people's lives are like until you see their balance sheet. You have no idea. Believe me, being peaceful in the arms of the Lord is the best medicine. It is the best way. There is no success without the Lord. There is no peace of mind. There is no lack of terror. There is lack of terror when you are in the arms of the Lord. God, what do I do? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm scared and I don't know what to do. Boom, he's there, Psalm 6. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord, how long? He will answer that prayer. And when you have learned certain lessons, things will get back in order and quickly, especially if obedience is at the top of the list. You got to do the right thing. Obey. Where's the rules? How do I know? They're in the book, right? It is a relief when these upsetting situations begin to settle down and life is simpler and safer. Is it simpler and safer in the Lord? Yes. Yes. But that doesn't make it easy. The Lord puts us back on track because we ask and he has mercy. He is a merciful God. Until, of course, it's time to be tested, right? Time to be tested. Time to be tested. Checkpoint 2. You got everything checkpoint one. You said, okay, things start getting back in order, right? You're starting to feel pretty good about yourself. Checkpoint two is a coming, and it's coming fast. The good life requires a steady commitment to righteous living, right? This is no, you got to stay tough, right? Before you walk into checkpoint two, you got to be in shape, man. Staying the course is a choice. Fiduciary duty leadership is very, very important. Not everybody gets to own a company, and for good reason. It's not easy, and it requires correct choices, and a lot of people depend on you. Correct choices come from experience and the pain of learning in God. James 1, 2, 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Oh, yeah. Can you dig that? Oh, yeah. It's okay to be tested. It's okay. It's not the enemy attacking you. It's the Lord teaching you. The enemy attacking you is saying, I don't need this lesson. That's attack. Not all can keep to the narrow road, my friends. That's why there are tests. They stumble from great potential to great fall. Many people have great potential, but they fall. They can't hang on. They get in the way. Arrogance gets in the way. The enemy gets in the way. Whatever it is, it's weak. We are all weak. Without God, we're amazing. With God, we're amazing. Without God, we're weak. Nothing. Some people revel in the challenge, right? I've seen it. They get excited about it. They revel in the challenge. It's fun. It's fun to see that. People revel in the challenge. Okay, all right, let's take the hill, right? But many, well, yeah, many slip away. Why? Because the road is narrow. The correct road, as Scripture said, is narrow. The road to hell is wide, wide open, man. It's a freeway, right? Many, many slip away. Many are called, few are chosen, as the Bible says. Giving back to God the knowledge he has so freely given them is so exciting for me to watch. But I'm telling you, got to be, the most difficult one is checkpoint two. Because checkpoint one, you've been put back in order. Checkpoint two comes away, and the infamous statement comes in your head that's nailed over the door of checkpoint two. I got it from here, God. I got it from here, baby. I'm home. I'm back. I'm back, and I'm bad to the bone. That's truth. Checkpoint two is the most sinister. But if you're a winner, you got to go through it and pass the test. You got to get out of it. Everybody who is anybody has to go through the test. You're going to pick God or not. You're going to pick the new you or you're going to go back to the old you. Old habits or the new you in Jesus. The devil has a few tricks inside this checkpoint. Got a few tricks. Tricks that will destroy your potential. Destroy your potential and the momentum that you have. He's used them for years. How come? Because they work. Three trick statements the devil will surely tell you. Number one, you don't need to be accountable to anybody. That's for sissies. I'm in charge. I'm the reason for everything. I'll go to church when I can. All that's baloney. Trick statement number two. I'm going back to my old ways. Now that I'm cash positive and in good shape, I can start running the old games. Everything I make under the table is all mine. I don't need to tell anybody what I'm doing. I get it. I'm special. I work harder than everybody else. I deserve it. All of that is baloney. You don't deserve anything. God gave you everything. Point number three, trick statement from the devil number three. I need to move people out of the way. People like goody two-shoes over there. They get in the way. I've definitely outgrown all of them. They don't understand a complex mind like me. I'm a risk taker. I'm definitely a player. Big risk, big payout. That's where I am. All of that is baloney. And strike three, you're out. Man, you blow it at checkpoint two, you're stuck. Time and grace given to you for a second chance, squandered one more time in stupid thinking. If you don't get out of checkpoint two, you will lose everything, and rightly so, because you don't deserve the responsibility. It will be the end of your good fortune and the beginning of hideous discipline, losing the original blueprint of you, right? The original blueprint of what God meant for you. You'll lose it because you don't have faith that he's got something better for you coming. Just stay the course. What might you have been had you stayed the course and listened to the Lord? If you stuck at checkpoint two, you'll never know. In Proverbs, wisdom, wisdom is referred to as a she. Scary, huh? This is what she says. This is what she says to you when you disregard wisdom. Proverbs 1, 26, 28. I, in turn, will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Wow. Checkpoint two teaches you, when all that comes in your head, disregard and keep walking in the Lord. Wisdom, all knowledge comes from God. Wisdom comes from God. Stay the course, kids, stay with it. But I'll tell you what happens when you find yourself like you don't know what to do. You get confused and you're starting to slow down. You're getting murky and the waters are muddy and you're walking in mud and you don't know what to do. But we'll talk about that in a second. Let's look on the bright side for the moment. Let's look on the bright side. Let's say you get past checkpoint number two. You actually pay no attention to the temptations of chaos. Guess what? If you get past checkpoint number two, guess what? Next checkpoint. Your final test for this season before you go out as a new you. As the owner of your company, the CEO of your life, right? Checkpoint number three. By this time, checkpoint number three, we've learned a lot about the Lord and about win-win situations, right? Where everybody gets a little piece of the pie, where everybody is good. We make sure everybody's good. We design a trade in our work agreements, in our bids, where everybody wins. And everybody has a little bit. Nobody gets taken for a ride, so to speak, right? We've learned at this point that God and living correctly is a verb. We got to work at it every day, right? However, here at checkpoint three, we suddenly, the enemy comes in to make the test because he's sure he can make you fail. He can take everything from you at this point. You got a whole lot of stuff by checkpoint three. You got a whole lot of good life by this point. Here it goes. Checkpoint three, we get this brilliantly, totally stupid idea that we can live almost correctly. The rest of the time belongs to number one, me. I can add a little of the old sauce now, and then to pick up a few bucks or get ahead in this area, or a little secret sin here and there, right? I can add a little of the old sauce now and then, pick up a few bucks or get ahead in this area, maybe my little secret sin here and there. Hey, kids, don't be fooled. A little mistake, a little 2-degree out of whack adjustment to your moral compass can yield a complete loss to everything you've earned and learned. There is no sneaky way out or in to sin. This is the devil's last checkpoint to stop your training before you are released into the general population as an example of Christ. And if you don't know how to beat these, you can't beat the enemy out in the general pop. Gen pop, as they say. If you get past this checkpoint, you got tools to fight the enemy and train others to do the same, right? What does the devil tell you at checkpoint three? The usual, right? It's the usual at checkpoint three. You are large and in charge, and you can get away with it. My friends, if you make a mistake at this point in your life, it will hurt many, many, many people, especially your kids. And your future could be very grim, right? Proverbs 1:29. What happens when you fail, huh? Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. Oh, look, man, do I have to explain it? It just sounds bad. Stay the course. But how do you escape when you're troubled, when you're in the middle of these checkpoints and you're fighting for a certain... You're fighting a certain thorn in your side, as Paul says. You're fighting it. Well, that's part of the lesson. That's part of the test. What do you do when you're you know, tried by the enemy? You're tried. You're put on trial by the enemy that you are a failure. What do you do when you struggle against such things? Well, first of all, he might keep it that way to remind you of your weakness. He might keep a few things badgering you to remind you that without him, you're weak. How desperately you need him. And it's important that you know that. It's important that I know that. No matter how successful you become, it's important that you know that that success is because of the Lord, and without him, you'll lose it. Paul says it perfectly in 2 Corinthians 12. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Woo, doggy bone, what is that? Just says you realize his power in your weakness. His power can happen because you realize how badly you need him. I realize how badly I need him. Catastrophic failure is always waiting just outside the door for me and you, especially for people that got everything. And all of you, you got everything. Every one of you, you got everything. You got your health, well-being. You can give all the glory and honor to the one true God that puts you in your position for the good of his holy will, to help others and bring hope to those who need to know the Lord. All of you got all that. You got all of it. Man, if the devil can stop you, all that is over. In one fell swoop, you can be introduced to your origin of failure, where you accept one more negative in your life, one more point of negative, one more sin that finally breaks the bank. One more sin, one more stupid move, and bam, in an instant, you are in a total financial and emotional free fall from the top floor to the bottom floor. And whatever you had, you ain't got it no more. You might want to try one more prayer before you jump into the great abyss, right? Before you make that one last decision that blows everything up, you might want to make this one prayer. Ask him to save you. Psalms 107:17. Remember this. Psalm 107:17. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Oh, whoa. Come on. They say the wages of the book says the wages of sin is death. Death. Rescued them from the grave. So when you're in trouble, when it looks like everything you have is going to be taken away, when it looks like the you that was meant to be is not going to be, when all that is falling apart, you don't know what to do, and you're struggling against it, and you don't know how to handle it, you call him. And he sent out his word and healed them. This is something you need to take with you to teach others. This is something you need to pass the test of checkpoint 1, 2, and 3. Wouldn't you rather be rescued before the fall? I wasn't. I was not rescued. I didn't know about all this stuff. So I can tell you, you will pay for it the rest of your life. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget what I have done. And it will haunt me as a thorn in my side until he takes me home. Lucky me. With a haunting like that, man, I don't want to do it again. He actually uses that to make lemons out of lemonade. I remember what happens when you forget about him. I remember what happens when you fail the test. Breach of fiduciary duty, the call of the independent thinker who needs no one and God has awards just thinking with disaster, right? Breach of fiduciary duty, the call of the independent thinker who needs no one. And God has awards for such thinking. Such thinking. Such thinking causes disaster. Disaster. We call it entitlement. Oh, that nasty word. Entitlement. Without fellowship and solid teaching, checkpoint 2 will take you out. Checkpoint 2 will take you out. Without committed structure in living correctly, without committed structure, continue structure. If you get out of checkpoint 2, it's a big deal. But that doesn't mean the enemy quits. He hits you harder. And the more you get, the sneakier he becomes. So without committed structure in living correctly, checkpoint 3 will woo you into submissiveness. Checkpoint 3 will woo you into submissiveness that leads to tragedy. All of it killing your momentum towards the blessing God has in store for you. You guys have everything. You guys have everything. The devil wants you dead, man. Dead. 1 Peter 5:8, be alert and sober of mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I'm telling you these things because you have to protect what you have. It's okay that it's all doom and gloom. It's not doom and gloom. It's you got everything right now, but doom and gloom is is trying to sell you a bill of goods. Doom and gloom is trying to sell you a bill of goods that it's a good idea. That doom and gloom is a great idea. It's a great idea. It is not. If you survive all three checkpoints, you're ready for what God is in store for you. Isn't that exciting? The memory of the checkpoints will have taught you what to do when the enemy stalks you, how to talk to the Lord through the challenges. It has given you valuable tools. These checkpoints have given you valuable tools to stay the course when obsessive temptation falls head first into your path. Obsessive temptation. Boy, when it comes, it's big, isn't it? You will have learned to listen to the correct voice, not the wrong one. His voice is pure and true and sometimes difficult, challenging, but better for sure than the other voice. John 10:3-4, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. The gatekeeper opens. Everybody on the ranch knows the Lord. Everybody on the ranch knows Jesus. The gatekeeper opens the gates for him, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. There will be very big challenges, my brothers and sisters, in your life because you're being prepared for it. You're learning right now. You're learning the challenges. And after you pass all these three checkpoints into your destiny, that's the point, that you're tested. You pass the test. Train hard. Embrace the fact that those checkpoints are coming. Don't be afraid of them. Blast into them with the Lord in your heart. Beat the devil. Beat him one more time. In the grace of God, you are amazing. Without him, you're not. Period. Stay tough on your path, man, wherever you may be. Keep Jesus close and his word on your mind. Chapter 49, the three checkpoints. Isaiah 43, a voice of one calling in the wilderness. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Yeah, get right to it. Get right to him. Now remember, kids, it's my testimony. It's mine. It's my testimony. What happened to me? Use it to make your story. Use it. Use it to make your story, your testimony, a map to find your way back when you've lost your way, how to prevail over our hideous nature, right? This is my story, how to prevail over your hideous nature one day at a time, sometimes one minute at a time, am I right? You never conquer it forever. It's a challenge. In a challenge, you get better. Isaiah 42:16, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Who's the blind? Insert your name there. I will lead Pat by ways he does not know. Yeah. Be delivered, my friends. Dig this. Be delivered from the hands of fate into the hands of destiny. From the hands of the ordinary into the hands of the extraordinary. Let me say it again. Be delivered from the hands of fate into the hands of destiny. From the hands of the ordinary into the hands of the extraordinary. By the blood of Christ, we live free. We live free. Chapter 49, three checkpoints. Use it wisely, effectively, and most importantly, when it's your turn to pass the test. Remember, the teacher is always very quiet during the test. However, in the case of the Lord, his hand is upon you always. So if we had to repeat the three checkpoints, wouldn't it be fun? You could remember them a little better. Checkpoint one, I'll do anything, get me out of trouble. Checkpoint two, I got it from here, God, I'm good, I'm brilliant. Checkpoint three, okay, I need God, but I think I can do both. My old sneaky habits, and I'll mix them in with some of my new godly habits. Checkpoint one, two, and three, lies. Lies. The three checkpoints. They are there to challenge you, and there are lies in them. What about checkpoint one? I'll do anything. Help me get out of trouble. Is it a lie? Maybe that one's okay. Well, just think about it. I said to a guy one time, hey, will you do anything to get your business back? Anything honest and honorable? Yes, I will. I said, well, then tell your wife you refied the house without her knowing about it. and it's mortgaged to the hilt. And he said, well, I ain't going to do that. Chapter one is just the beginning of the challenge. But to say, okay, we're very stubborn people, aren't we? Stubborn, stiff-necked, I call it. Checkpoint one, it is a challenge. And the enemy is telling you, always, not to do it. Not to do what needs to be done. Checkpoint one, okay, I'll do anything. Checkpoint two, I got it from here. Checkpoint three, I can do a little of both, my old ways and my new ways. Kids, as I say to you every week, keep the faith, man. You've been given so much, but to those who are given much, much is required, right? You got to learn so you can help a lot of people. A lot of people depend on you. Much is required. Checkpoint 49. I mean, chapter 49, three checkpoints. In the case of the Lord, he is quiet during the test. The teacher is quiet, but his hand is upon you always. Keep the faith. Amen, amen, amen. All right, my brother, let's pray us into the day. Huh?